Good morning, church. Are you ready to sing this morning? Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here, that we got songs to sing here once again. We got joy in our hearts. Most importantly, we have the Holy Ghost. So, Father God, as we're going to press into your throne room here this morning, and Father, we're just expecting something wonderful to happen as we sing forth and give you praise, give you glory, give you honor, everything that you are worthy of. So we just thank you for a time to be able to worship you now in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Singing, worship at the throne of God, lifting holy hands to the King of Kings, worship Jesus, singing, worship at the throne of God. Come into the Holy of Holies, enter by the blood of the Lamb. Come into His presence with singing, worship at the throne of God. Falling down before thee with
Your name is wonderful.
Jesus, my Lord. You are the mighty King, Master of everything. Your name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. You're the great Shepherd, Rock of all ages. Almighty God, are you bow before you, love and adore you. Your name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord.
Amen.
Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. Lord, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord, He is Lord, He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue Christ is Lord.
Amen.
You'll find that in Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Grateful heart, give thanks.
I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the your name. I bless your name. I give you honor, give you praise. You are the life, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. He'll heal your mind You're so worthy of our praise for the sacrifice you paid. We lift our voice, our hands we raise. With grateful hearts, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. a place of quiet rest, near to the heart of God. A place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait before Thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet, near to the heart of God. A place where we our Savior meet, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait before Thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of full release, near to the heart of God. A place where all is joy and peace, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait before Thee, near to the heart of God. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and He's just the same as His lovely name, and that's the reason why I love Him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, the same as His lovely name, and that's the reason why I love Him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and He's just the same as His lovely name, and that's the reason why I love Him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and He's just the same as His lovely name, and that's the reason why I love Him so. Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, Jesus is the sweetest name we know. And He's just the same as His lovely name. Hallelujah. 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 Holy Spirit, have it your way. Help me to pray this morning according to Thy will. And I want to thank You and praise You, Lord. Thank You and praise You that we can come into Your presence with singing, and we can enter Your gates with thanksgiving, and into Your courts with praise, and be thankful unto the Lord, and bless His name, and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. Hallelujah. And we are going to call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. This is our desire. This is our delight, to worship You in spirit and in truth. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. With our hands lifted up, with our mouth full of praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, we will bless Thee, O Lord. We will bless Thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. We are going to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. Oh, praise His holy name. The high praises of God in our mouth, and the two-edged sword in our hands. Praise the name of Jesus. Glorify the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For Jesus lifted us. Thank You, Lord. Oh, how great Thou art, O Lord. How great Thou art. Hallelujah. O Lord, You said to the disciples, well, that not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which He said, You heard of Me. For John truly baptized in water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He said that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you. Oh, you shall receive power. Hallelujah. And you shall be witnesses unto Me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the utmost part of the earth. Oh Lord, we pray that will happen in this church as well, that we will receive power. Let the Holy Ghost come upon us, that we receive power. Hallelujah. And we are going to see another day of the Pentecost in this upper room. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful day that will be. Oh, hallelujah. And Lord, we came with expectancy that You're going to move mightily today, O Lord. You're going to move mightily in the midst of us. No matter how small the crowd is, no matter how big the crowd is, you can move in such a mighty way. Hallelujah. Let us all be expecting. Let us all be in one accord. Let us wait for the promise of the Father. Oh, hallelujah. And when the day of the Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord, in one place. And suddenly, oh, suddenly, it came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the place where they were sitting. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. And it appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Oh, hallelujah. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God. Oh, they spoke the word of God as they were led by the Spirit of God. Oh, we praise Your holy name. What a wonderful time will be. But, oh Lord, we want that we can be used by You, that we can have the power and go out into the world and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Not just for our satisfaction, not for our ambition, but it will be, O Lord, that we will be enriched by You and be ready in all utterance and in all knowledge. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for honoring us with your presence. We praise you. We love you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord, above the heavens, and thy glory is above all the earth. You told us in your word, O Lord, as we are about to receive this offering, bring your tithes into the storehouse that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing. Oh, pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, as we give to the work of the Lord, more is gonna come, and more is gonna come, and more we give, and more is gonna come. And we wanna thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Hallelujah. And today we are determined to glorify your name, to lift up the name of Jesus higher and higher. Oh, unconditionally. Oh, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Lord. Thank you for touching the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Give him, oh, Lord, freedom to preach. Let the anointing be upon him. Give him, oh, Lord, whatever he needs. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We pray, O Lord, that you touch everyone that gives a testimony. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day, for a day of victory and a day of celebration. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children shout it. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Some prayer requests here today, and they got one great praise report that I want to share with you. So remember this, that last Sunday we prayed for this lady in Sweden that wanted to quit smoking. Remember that? All right. Well, here's what, let's see who prayed for that. Was Tears prayed for her? You did. Okay. Well, here's what happened. I can't believe it, but finally I have been set free from smoking. It feels so good. The blood is flowing in my legs and feet as it should. I thought before that I am so old, so it wouldn't matter if I smoke, but it is so wonderful to get rid of smoking. I have believed in intercessory prayer and its power, but now I believe much more. May God bless you. And she signs this. This is a lady from Sweden. And she's in her 70s. Smoked for many years. So we're going to be praising God for that today, right? Now, when we pray for you folks out there, you know, when God answers prayers, you know, please write us back so we can be praising God with you. As of Friday, Rugged Chin is still in hospital. He's improving, but he is currently fighting infections. He's still in the hospital in Fresno and hope to get out soon. Let's continue to pray for him, that God will heal him. Let him continue to serve the Lord in the capacity that God has given him. The banksters and the national financial manipulators drove the price of oil up to $3.11 per barrel last week. Ended up at 85.37 per barrel. Despite the news out of Libya that they are planning to repair the oil industry and resuming oil production, the market still went up. There is an oil glut currently, and the storage tanks are overflowing with crude. There is more production of oil than what is consumed. But the world government is determined to keep the price up. Here's what I want to pray today. Let us pray that God will send them insanity. I mean insane. And confusion. So they lose control and just become crazy. Now, as we're getting into the last part of August, here's where we stand financially in our ministry. Thanks to the members of the church and our cyber members, we have been able to pay all current bills for the month of August. During the first week of August, we were able to raise $3,000 to pay for the rent of the church facilities. But that was for the month of July. We are running 30 days behind on the rent and haven't been able to catch up on that. We are current on the mortgage payments on the production center. There was no money left over to pay for taxes for the pastors, and we have not been able to pay Lois Amarku anything for a long time. Let us thank the Lord that he's aware of these needs. Here's what we should pray. If God's people do not have any money, they cannot give. Let us pray that God will prosper all the people who are connected to our ministry, so that they will have money to give for God's work. This came in from New York. People must be watching us. I don't know these people. Pray for Marcel, Richard, and family in Brooklyn, New York. Pray for the salvation of Moniz, Richard, and Darnis, Richard, must be his children. Marcel asked for peace, and that God would heal his marriage. A man is causing trouble with his wife, leading to marriage problems. Marcel prays for everyone in the family to be moved upon by the Holy Spirit. Marcel wants prayer for his entire family, including himself, for them to be victorious and walking in peace. So we will pray for that. This is a prayer request come in from a good friend of ours, Alice Torres. And she lives in the Bay Area, and we met her years ago. I'll never forget that, Thomas, when you told that lady, drive like you stole it. We were going to a rest home, and she was going to guiding us in, and we were coming behind in a van. And so she did drive fast, and we got there fast. She's been writing on a book, and God told her not to do that, but write children's books. And she wants to write children's book with a Christian value in there. Please pray that this will work for me, that it will be my minister for God, and to write children's books. She is a good writer, so she can do that. And the last one is this. This is for Jeanette McAdams, and she's the one I do the signing for the minister. She lives up in Washington State. She was here a few months ago. She has difficulty with her legs and knees, and she has difficulty walking now, so we want to pray for her. So I need some people here that can come up and pray, so let me have the prayer warriors pop up. Get excited.
Okay, Father God, we want to lift up Alice Torres to you, Lord, and we thank you for the time that we got to know her a while back. We thank you, Father, that you would lead her and guide her into what you would have for her to do as far as writing books or children's books. And Lord, we know that there's a great need out there for children's books that talk about Jesus, because it's pretty much non-existent in the public school system or in the bookstores. So we thank you, Father, for showing her if that's what you want her to do, and then putting your blessing upon it. And we just thank you, Lord, that she has maintained contact with us over the years. We thank you for her many blessings, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for Reggie Sheen. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you would touch him right now where he lay in the hospital. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that it doesn't matter the age, you can heal him perfectly and well. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, for touching him right now in a mighty way by your Holy Spirit, God. And I thank you, God, that the infection will leave him right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for that, God. And I thank you that you give him supernaturally strength and be able to raise him, that he will be raised up, God, from that bed with power and strength, God. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart that you will move in a mighty way. And I thank you for being with Anne as well, God, and that she can be an encouragement also to him during this time. And I give you the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I right now confess any unconfessed sin that I might approach this prayer in a worthy manner. And I thank you for the gift of repentance and for forgiving me in the name of Jesus. And right now, as you've just heard in our pastor's prayer today, we are, in the message today, we are in a very, very critical time. So we pray right now that the manipulators of the world prices, including and especially oil, will be visited, if you will, with the spirit of insanity, at confusion, and destroy their well-planned work and restore freedom in that market and all the markets of the world. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for the deliverance of this woman in Sweden, Lord, from smoking. Lord, it was a miracle of God, and, oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord, for another miracle that you, oh Lord, that you performed in this woman's life. We pray, oh Lord, that this woman now will be a testimony to a lot of other people in Sweden, friends, relatives, strangers. Let it be a testimony, Lord, anywhere she goes, what the Lord our God has done. Let him lead people to Christ. Let him become a missionary, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let her use what the Lord our God has done in her life, oh Lord, for his glory and his honor, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. People be saved and God's name be glorified. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you've done, O Lord, and what you are able to do, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Dearest Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, we praise you, we give you honor and glory for what you've done with our finances. You always come through, Father God. And we thank you and praise you that you'll come through with the taxes, you'll come through with the monies for Sister Lois and those that need the money to live on. We thank you and praise you, Father God. We know you're aware of all these needs, and we pray that you replenish everyone's pocket that gives, that we'll be able to catch up on this month's rent, pay it in full, and that we'll be able to pay on the, help me, Holy Spirit, the taxes. We want those taxes paid, Father God, and we know you're going to do it. You're not going to let us down. We're not going to get in trouble with the government. And we just thank you and praise you for everything you're doing, Father God. We give you the honor and the glory. We trust you, and we know that you'll come through. We don't always know why this doesn't happen or that doesn't happen when we think it should. But you have your reasons, and we believe that our church is cleansing. And when that church is cleansed, you're going to bring it in. And we won't be late on anything. We just love you, Lord God, for your wonderful ways, your supernatural ways. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we want to lift up Sister Jeanette McAdams to you. Father God, she's having problems with her legs and her knees. And Father, you can send her a healing, Father God. And right now we pray for our sister in Christ, and we bind and chain any pain that Satan is trying to throw at her and keep her crippled up, Father God. We bind it and chain it and send it into prison by your holy angels, and for it to be held there until the day of the great white throne judgment, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for victory, that she will be healed, and that you will set her feet a dancing, that you will set her legs a kicking, and that you will give her a song in her heart, Father God, that the Holy Ghost will set her heart a-dancing and her feet a-dancing, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we lift up this family, Marcel and Moniz and their children. Father, they're in trouble right now because the devil's after them, and he's trying to invade that family and cause problems. And Father, they belong to you. And Father, we ask you to, by your Holy Spirit, to strengthen them, to fortify them, to remind them to stay in your word and to live by that word. And Father God, we ask you to keep away the evil one. And we break the curse of that invasion. We prevent that woman from coming into that family and causing division. We ask you, Lord God, to remove her, take her out of the area or whatever. Just get her out of that place, that she can do no more harm, or else let them lead her to you and let her find Jesus. And Father, we ask you to protect the children, to help them as they are taught by your word in their home, that they will be fortified for what's coming down on the nations in this time of evil. But Father, we ask you to keep these people, protect them. We put the blood of Jesus over their home and over their lives, and ask your protection for them, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that these prayers are on the altar, and the smoke is coming up before you, Lord. And every one of these prayers shall be answered in due time. We thank you, Father God, for the privilege of being able to pray. And I want to lift up right now Eric and John in Canada, Father God, that you will bless these two men as they worked very hard this week. And we thank you, Father God, for meeting each one of their needs, that they be met, Father God. Be victory for Eric and his children, and be victory for John and his deliverance. And we want to thank and praise you right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, I've got time for a few testimonies. I wanted to add a little something to Pastor John's message, which is very key, and it's in Genesis 6, verse number 9. And he just didn't touch on it. There's so much here. But it says, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. When it's talking about being perfect in his generations there, it means he had not mixed with demons. You know what I mean? So that's one thing that got him on the boat too. it had to be a clean slate, clean genealogy, basically. So, also you talked in your sermon about the genetic food supply being genetically altered and stuff. And I hadn't researched this out yet, but about probably 5 weeks ago, I had met my sister-in-law for the first time from Alaska. I've been married over 33 years, never even spoken to her, never seen her. So she kind of came out of the woodwork here, and she flew down. And she had met with a friend while she was in town. It was her old boyfriend, believe it or not, from high school. And they had stayed in contact all these years. But we went out to dinner, and we began talking about certain things. And the guy told me, he said, there was a war going on down in, I think it's Chiapa, Mexico, to gain control over the original corn. And that it had not been genetically altered down there in this. And our CIA was down there trying to get control over that somehow. So anyway, I just thought that was interesting. There's too many things to look at out there. Also, when I was on my trip back to South Dakota, we pulled into a hotel parking lot to do a little work on the trailer. And we met a couple. There were some Harleys. I don't even remember what city we were in, somewhere in Wyoming. And there's a bunch of brand new Harley Davidsons there. And so we went over and looked at them, and then these guys came out of the hotel and started talking to us, and they were from Norway, Norwegians. And so we got to visiting with them a little while, and they had taken a trip to the United States and were basically riding their motorcycles across the U.S., and these guys were working for high-tech industries back in Norway. And so I asked them about the Doomsday Vault. Are you familiar with the Doomsday Vault? It's in your country. And they seemed a little skeptical on it. Then I brought it up on my smartphone and said, well, here, right here. Oh, yeah, we know of that island. We know of that place. And now we know what you're talking about. Yeah, so they have that vault over there with the original seed in it. And that's pretty interesting, too, how they're sticking it away. They call it the Doomsday Vault. And that's in an island off of Norway. So I can't I can't even pronounce the name even if I remembered it. So what is it? Svalbard. See there? It's not like Marysville. Yeah. Okay. Or Mayberry. Okay, so I have a quick testimony. Now, this is regarding my wife. We've been married 33 years. And she, somehow the subject came up a while back about tithing. And she is a tither. She has her own income. She has a job. She tithes on her income. And I don't remember how it came up, but it was mentioned that she's tithing because, you know, I go to this church and she just wants, she's doing it for that reason or whatever. And I told her, I said, you need to tithe of your own accord for, that's got to be between you and God. That has nothing to do with me, nothing to do with the church I go to. It has only implications for you and God. And so, that's kind of, you know, it was one of those conversations, you know, you have with your spouse, and It just was brief, and it was gone. And so, as I was out in Ukiah this week, and she called me one evening, and so she talked about her tithing situation, brought it up to me, and so I was a little confused on what she was saying in the beginning, but what she had said was, she told me, I was just thinking about forgetting it altogether, you know, because my money's tight. Actually she said, no, I was considering just going to do a half tithe. Yeah. Instead of a full tithe, I was going to do a half tithe because money's tight for me. And I told her, I said, well, to do a half tithe, you might as well cut your throat. It's not right. You have to either tithe or not tithe. You don't have the option to do a half tithe. And I said, so if you're going to tithe, you need to tithe on God's program, not your own program. So anyway, then she told me, well, she has her mother in this care facility, and she's having to subsidize from her mother's income to pay extra to keep her there. And so they have raised it up a little bit, and so it's getting more tight on her to come up with the money. And so she told me, she says, well, I called the lady that runs the care facility and told her, you know, I can barely squeak on by to supplement her income. And then the lady said, okay, we'll just drop the rent by $300. And I told her, or she told me, she said she believed that was God moving. And I said, well, I believe that too, because you're a tither. And she says, and I changed my mind about my half tithe. So anyway, it was good to know that God is working like that with people. And I was blessed by that. So it's not too often that you get that. I'll just cut the rent then. You know what I mean? How often do you hear that? Not too often. Okay. Any other testimonies besides mine? Okay. I'm going to close. Father God, thank you for this day, for the good message that we heard, Lord. Basically telling us that it's not how we start, but how we finish. And it is going to be tough to make it through, to be part of the statistics that come out on the right side at the end of the game. So we thank you, Father, for strengthening us to make it through and to land on the right side. So we thank you for our many blessings. Thank you for the provisions that you've given us day after day, year after year. We are blessed people. So we receive those blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.